Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 16th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So today I want to start with a theme that's been building across multiple sources this week, and it's this. AI adoption in retail is nearly universal, but AI execution at scale is still the exception. New industry research highlighted by Retail Dive puts the number at nearly 90% of retailers actively using or piloting AI, with 87% reporting positive revenue impact. Sounds fantastic, right? Except only about a quarter of those retailers have actually managed to operationalize AI at scale. The breakdowns happen at the edges, in the stores, in the warehouses, in the distribution centers, wherever you need real devices, real connectivity, and real data to be reliable and consistent. Now contrast that with a great example of practical AI that came out of the Home Delivery World Conference. Tractor Supply has been using AI tools to help its territory managers build more efficient delivery routes as the company scales its private last-mile delivery fleet. They saw double-digit year-over-year increases in delivery volume this year, and the manual route planning process that drivers were handling just couldn't keep up. So they applied AI to that specific bottleneck, freed up drivers to focus on customer relationships, and it worked. Not glamorous, not headline-grabbing, but it solved a real operational problem. That's the pattern that separates retailers who get value from AI and those who are stuck running perpetual pilots. On the advertising side, Google made a notable move yesterday, expanding its smart bidding exploration feature and introducing a new promotion mode. Exploration lets you tell Google's bidding algorithm to look beyond your current audience and keyword boundaries while staying within efficiency guardrails. Promotion mode is designed for time-sensitive events like flash sales and product launches, where your normal return on ad spend target might be too restrictive to capture surge demand. For e-commerce merchants running shopping campaigns, both features are worth understanding, but neither should be treated as a magic button. They work best when you have clean product data, solid conversion tracking, and a clear measurement framework for evaluating whether the additional spend is truly incremental. Now, there was a cluster of search engine land articles yesterday that I think adds up to something bigger than any individual piece. Google confirmed that LLMS.txt files, the new proposed standard for helping large language models understand your site, won't help or harm your search rankings. Google explicitly said they don't use LLMS.txt files for search. That's useful clarity. But at the same time, separate research covered by Search Engine Land explored how AI search systems are changing the game for content strategy. The key distinction emerging is between retrieval and citation. Retrieval is about getting your content into the pool of information an AI system considers when generating a response. Citation is about being explicitly named and linked in that response. These are different challenges requiring different strategies, and for e-commerce brands, it means your product pages, your brand content, and even your presence on third-party review sites all feed into whether AI assistants will recommend your products. On the consumer sentiment front, there was some cautiously positive news. The University of Michigan reported that consumer sentiment rose 9% in June after a four-month slump, helped by falling gasoline prices. But before anyone gets too optimistic, sentiment is still 13% below pre-war levels and 19% below a year ago. Wholesale prices rose 6.5% over the past 12 months, and consumer prices jumped 4.2% last month. The picture is improving at the margins, but consumers are still cautious, still price-sensitive, and still watching for risks on the horizon. On the partner side, Shopify shipped Hydrogen version 20.26.4.4 yesterday, a patch release that reduces the perf kit resource timing sampling rate from 100 to 10. It's a minor change, but it's the kind of performance-conscious tuning that matters for headless storefronts running at scale. The CLI also got a quality of life fix, showing a clear error message when Vite can't be found instead of crashing unhelpfully. Small improvements, but they reflect Shopify's continued investment in developer experience. The thread connecting today's stories is the gap between having the tools and using them effectively. Nearly every retailer has AI, but most can't run it at scale. Google is giving advertisers more sophisticated bidding controls, but they only work if your data and measurement foundations are solid. AI search is creating new visibility surfaces for e-commerce brands, but only if you understand the difference between retrieval and citation and optimize for both. The tools keep getting more powerful. The question is whether your operational foundations can keep up. That's your On Tap Daily for June 16th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.